Welcome to the Destined for Success podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and this podcast used to be called New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. Many of the concepts are the same, but there's a little shift. There's a shift because I know we are all destined for success, and I want to help you find the fastest, smoothest way to reach your highest best as quickly as possible. Join me in today's episode where you're going to come up with new ways to build your skills and influence others to make the impact you desire to make. I look forward to connecting with you soon. Welcome to Destined for Success. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and I want to continue this conversation that I had last week with Peter Kalanda about key habits and key habits that have led to his success. Great interview. If you haven't caught it, go back and get the last episode. Today, I want to put my spin on it, my world, and that is my best-selling book, 12 Minutes to Success, Reach Your Goals in 12-Minute Increments. You can get it on the Amazon. It's there. In paperback and in Kindle version, whatever you prefer. It's there. Go get it. 12 Minutes to Success. Number one, how did I get to this? Like, why do I know about 12 Minutes to Success? Guess what? I created it. It's mine. It's mine. It's 100% mine. I took the course, The Success Principles, to be a trainer for The Success Principles. And this book was compiled by Dr. Jack Canfield. He was the founder, co-founder of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And the number one principle that all successful people follow is taking 100% responsibility for every aspect of their lives. 100% responsibility. If 100% is too much, take 5% more. I became obsessed with what's 5% more. What is it? Well, my day is kind of broken into three categories of time, three chunks of time, if you will. 8 to noon, 1 to 5, 6 to 10. I am not a math wizard, but I can use a calculator. 4 hours is 240 minutes. 5% of 240 is 12 minutes. So I started brainstorming, what can I do in 12-minute increments to move my life forward, my goals forward? What can I do? And as it turns out, I have got a really good knack for helping people break their goals down into smaller 12-minute increments. So let's look at a couple of possibilities here. One possibility is your health. Let's start with the health, because that's often a big one. Either get healthier, lose weight. I'm sure there are people out there who need to gain weight, but I don't know them personally. It's typically lose weight, get healthier, get stronger. So what can you do in 12-minute increments? The first 12 minutes could literally, if you want to start exercising, getting your clothes together. Get your exercise clothes together. Where are your tennis shoes? Where are your socks? If you're a woman, where is that sports bra to hold the girls up? Where are your shorts? Where's the shirt? Get the clothes together and put them in a place where they're easily accessible. If you run out the door every morning, make sure they're in a bag that you can get to and take them with you. So the first 12 minutes is getting your clothes together. I had a friend who called me from the gym one Saturday and said, I didn't want to come to the gym, but I did what you said. I had gotten my clothes together a couple days ago. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to the gym. And I put my clothes on. I got in the car and drove to the gym. Depending on how far your gym is, it might take more than 12 minutes. I don't know. I'm not counting that. People, don't hold me to that. She got to the gym. She parked and she literally sat in her car and thought, I don't want to go in. I don't want to do this. I don't. And then she thought, I can do 12 minutes. I'm going to walk in there and I am going to do the elliptical, Stairmaster, whatever machine she liked for 12 minutes. as soon as it flips over to 12, I am getting off and going home. And when she called me, she was about 18 minutes in. Because once she got started, she kept going. It's that law of momentum, is it? That a body in motion stays in motion. Once you're in action, you stay in action. Once she got there and got going, she stayed. But she was completely 100% committed that at the end of 12 minutes, if she didn't want to be anymore, she was going to leave. There is somebody listening to this saying, what is 12 minutes going to do? That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I hear you. I totally hear you. But guess what? I have an exercise bike. I'm going to say it's 5 feet away from where I'm sitting right now in my home office. After my knee replacement surgery, getting on that bike and riding it was so incredibly hard and painful because of the angle. I could do the one at physical therapy office, but not at home. That once I was able to do it, doing it for 12 minutes was like climbing Mount Everest for me. It literally was like climbing Mount Everest. If I ride that bike every day for 12 minutes for 365 days, that will be 73 hours of exercise. I cannot tell you the last time I got in 73 hours of exercise in a year. It adds up. It adds up. I do that for 12 minutes at the lowest setting for 3 or 4 days. And guess what? I have two choices. I can up the tension so it's harder to pedal, or I can ride faster and get more rotations in. But I can still do it in 12-minute increments. Let's talk about food. Let's talk about eating. You want a new eating plan. What can I do? What can I do? All right. Well, the first thing is you can spend 12 minutes on the internet looking for whatever kind of eating plan you're interested in. You could go into ChatGPT. I love AI. If you haven't embraced it yet, catch up. Like, catch up. I'm just telling you, catch up. You can literally go into ChatGPT and say, I am this old, I am a man, I'm a woman, I want to lose this much weight, and I want a diet that is lower in fat, higher in protein, more vegetables, a vegetarian, vegan, whatever. Can you please give me a 7-day meal plan? I've done this and it works. It gives it to you. And then the nice little AI bot says, would you like me to put together a grocery list? So you could spend 12 minutes. Just make a decision. If you decide to go vegetarian, great, do it. If it doesn't work, switch. If you decide to do this new carnivore diet, do it for a while. If it doesn't work for you, switch. You are not married to anything for life. You're not. Switch that diet up. But spend 12 minutes deciding. Then spend 12 minutes putting together your grocery list. I don't know how long it takes you to drive to the grocery store, so let's not count that. But if you're eating more whole foods, things that would be more appropriate for an eating plan, chances are, did you know this? This could be like really enlightening for somebody. If you shop on the outer aisles of the grocery store, that's typically where the whole foods are. That's where the vegetables are, the meats are, the dairy products are. What? The center aisles are full of all the prepackaged food. So if you only stick to the outer aisles gathering up your groceries, guess what? You can get it all thrown in there in 12 minutes. You might have to stand in the line longer. I can't account for everything. But you can get it done in 12 minutes. Also, I pick up my groceries 90% of the time. Okay, let's go 99% of the time. I get the little app, I decide what I'm going to cook, and I get the ingredients, and then I go pick them up. And I typically can leave my house. The store is very close to my house. Get to the store and get back home in 12 minutes. Okay, 15 maybe. Do you get the idea? You can start really accomplishing great things in small increments. If you're working on cleaning out a room, literally start with one corner. A book I read years ago said you should work in a clockwise position. Pick a starting point and then go clockwise around. The other thing I heard was get everything off the floor. If you can get every single thing off the floor that doesn't belong there, like furniture, get everything off the floor, sweep, mop, vacuum, whatever you have to do to have that floor clean, then you can move on to organizing the rest of the stuff. I saw a video one day and the guy literally took everything off the floor that shouldn't be there. There were a lot of kids' toys, clothes, whatever, and threw it all in the middle of the bed in the bedroom and cleaned the floors top to bottom. And then he went through and pulled all the clothes out and put them in a laundry basket and took them to the utility room. And then he got all the shoes and organized them in the closet. And before you knew it, he had that whole room cleaned up. You have to have a plan. If it's overwhelming, do it in shorter increments. You will get there. You will make headway. You need to get out a string of emails. Guess what? I can sit here and stare at this computer screen all day long. I can, and I don't get anything done. But if I set my timer, and I do, for 12 minutes, and I have the intention is so important. If I have the intention that I'm going to get those 5 emails written in that 12 minutes, I'm going to use a little AI to help me out because I like the emojis it will add to my text. I can get those emails written. And then I can spend the next 12 minutes and get them loaded into my email auto, sender outer thing, whatever that's called, CRM. I can do that. I can do it in 12 minutes. That book, The 4-Hour Work Week for Entrepreneurs, at first I thought, oh, that is just a whole bunch of hooey. But guess what? If you highly focus in 12-minute increments, you can accomplish a lot. You can accomplish a lot. I would love for you to leave me a review, and in the review, tell me what is one thing that you're going to start doing, and you're going to break it down into 12-minute increments so you can start creating the life of your dreams. You are destined for way more success than you ever considered possible. And I look forward to seeing what you create, because you can do it one little bit at a time. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Thank you for taking your time to spend with me on this latest podcast of Destined for Success. Please take a moment to leave a review, share it with a friend, and subscribe, and get the newest episodes every Monday morning. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.